Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, my friends. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. Buckle up because today's episode is all about building resilience. That mental muscle we all need, especially when life throws a curveball. Ever feel like you're just one bad day away from total meltdown? You know that feeling when everything seems to go wrong and you're left wondering how you're ever going to climb out of the hole? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And that's why we're diving deep into this crucial topic. The Stoics had it figured out. Even thousands of years ago, they understood the importance of bouncing back from setbacks. They knew life is a roller coaster with its ups and downs, and the key to happiness isn't avoiding the dips but rather learning how to navigate them with grace. So, if you're ready to level up your resilience game, grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get started. Here are five powerful strategies straight from the Stoic playbook that can help you build an unshakable sense of inner strength. First up, embrace the reality that failure is inevitable. Yep, you heard me right. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about accepting it as a natural part of life. Think of it like this. Every athlete knows that losing is sometimes part of the game. They don't let setbacks define them. They use them as fuel to train harder and come back stronger. We should do the same. Instead of viewing failure as a personal attack or a sign of weakness, see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Second, shift your perspective from, "This sucks," to, "What can I learn from this?" Instead of dwelling on the negative, ask yourself, "What went wrong? What could I have done differently? How can I use this experience to improve next time?" This simple shift in thinking can turn a potentially devastating setback into a valuable learning opportunity. Third, remember that your worth isn't tied to your achievements. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Your value as a person isn't determined by external factors like success or failure. You are inherently worthy and deserving of love and respect, regardless of the outcome. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during tough times. Talk to yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a dear friend going through a similar situation. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. It's okay to feel disappointed or frustrated, but don't let those feelings consume you. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and then move forward with grace. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people who uplift and encourage you. Having a strong network of friends and loved ones can make all the difference when you're facing challenges. Seek out people who believe in you, offer genuine support, and help you stay positive. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a big project. Maybe it's that presentation you've been agonizing over or finally launching your own business. You pour your heart and soul into it, but then disaster strikes. A crucial piece of data goes missing, your computer crashes, or you get unexpectedly derailed by an unforeseen obstacle. It's enough to make anyone want to throw in the towel, right? But here's where those Stoic principles come into play. Instead of spiraling into despair, remember that setbacks are a natural part of the process. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and start brainstorming solutions. Channel that frustration into focused energy. You might discover a more efficient way to approach your project or even stumble upon a brilliant new idea along the way. Remember, those challenges can often lead to unexpected breakthroughs. So, what's the key takeaway here? Building resilience isn't about being immune to life's curveballs. It's about developing the mental toughness to bounce back stronger than ever. It's about embracing failures as learning opportunities, focusing on what you can control, practicing self-compassion, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could use a boost of resilience. Maybe it's that big presentation, a difficult relationship, or even just navigating the daily stress of work and family life. Then, Take small steps each day to implement one of the Stoic principles we discussed today. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those resilience muscles. And as always, remember that you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences with me over on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, stay unbothered, and never stop learning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.